Let's celebrate our individuality, the thing that makes us unique, and let's be proud of ourselves and love ourselves and know that we are enough. Words spoken that are contained in that song, Good Enough, written, composed and performed by my guest, Ruth Brosnan, who joins me now in studio. Ruth, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Hi, Dara. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Listen, I'm absolutely delighted. In fact, I feel very privileged to have you here. I suppose not so much by design, but over the last number of months, I've covered mental health issues quite a lot. And when I came across your song, Good Enough, and I saw the lovely article you did with Martine O'Donoghue, good friend and colleague of mine, I knew you were somebody that I needed to have in to have a chat with and for you to tell your story. Because even though you're only 23, you've lived many lifetimes.
Yes, I have. I wrote Good Enough through my own life experience. I lost my mother and several close friends as well to suicide when I was 14. So that was devastating, and mental health is fundamental. And I really want to create awareness, particularly for young people as well, was why I wrote and released this song. I would like them to use it as a resource, because sometimes, you know, we don't look, but we listen to what's going around us. And especially for those people who don't express themselves as much, I think music can be one of the truest forms of communication.
Now, let's go back to when you were 14. You were a young girl in school, in secondary school, getting ready for junior cert, no doubt. You haven't a clue what you're going to be doing, you know, when you leave school, let alone when you've the junior cert done. Your mother was a teacher.
Yes, she was.
Your father, a member of Cork City Council.
Yep.
And I suppose everything was great, everything was fine, and then your world comes crashing down around you.
Yeah. It was devastating. I mean, there aren't words for it, for myself, my family. It was just terrible. And it was such a shock. It came as such a surprise as well, because my mom was such a bubbly person, always so happy. And she was doing, you know, she was very involved with lots of different organizations. She was a teacher. She taught the Gaeilge, and she was mad about the Cúpla Focal. And then she was the PRO of our Camogie Club. She would always make our dinners, drop us to school and dancing and different things. And she was always very involved and very bubbly and bright and optimistic. And, you know, it was so out of the blue. She had battled cancer for 7 years. She had gotten the all clear. But I guess sometimes you just don't know. You know, we don't know, but you don't know what's going through someone's mind. And that's kind of the scary thing as well. Sometimes the saddest people can shine the brightest, you know.
Very much so. And I know from experience myself, some people I know that have taken their own lives, they've been the happiest people you could know. Yeah. And you'd never have known that there was a depression or an underlying issue. I'm not going to ask you to describe, you know, what happened, but in the aftermath, it must have been so devastating to find light or find hope anywhere.
Yeah, it was extremely difficult. But, you know, I was so lucky that I had such wonderful friends, wonderful family. I played camogie as well. So sport is really good for you. You know, when you're feeling down, it releases endorphins. It's really, really good for you. And then I had music as well. So, you know, through writing music, I was able to heal myself as well. So I just had a wonderful support group around me. And I think that's really important as well when you're feeling down and when you go through these tough times, to talk about it with people, you know, and to accept it, because sometimes some people can try and, you know, hide it, I suppose, and then it builds up and it's more overwhelming. So I think it's good to take it in the moment and to just, you know, talk to people, and people will help you through it, you know, and there are brilliant resources out there as well. There's other resources as well, like books or meditation, different things. Sport is brilliant. You know, there's lots available to you as well. So don't be afraid to talk about your feelings.
And I think the other thing is, you know, don't be ashamed to admit that you're not feeling okay.
Absolutely. It's about reducing the stigma, you know, towards mental health. It's okay not to be okay. And like we all have our bad days. And, you know, I think especially on social media at the moment, there's a lot of pressure on young people, you know, which can lead to serious anxiety and depression. It's all about this perfect image and these perfect lives. And, you know, a lot of the time it's not like that. A lot of the time it's all scheduled and, you know, they have their down days too, these bloggers and stuff. And, you know, you have to understand that, you know, and just take it for what it is, but to know that it's not all, you know, perfect. It's good to have your bad days and to just feel what you're feeling and then to move on, you know.
You know, maybe you might agree with me on this one, Ruth. You know, people, they have their best interests at heart, but they'll tell you, you got to be positive. You got to stay positive. If you get a diagnosis, whatever the case may be, you got to be positive. You got to be positive. Yeah. You got to be positive. But it's not always possible to be positive every moment of every day.
No, I agree with you completely. And I'm a really positive person myself, but I have my bad days. And I think if you're totally positive all the time, then you're not feeling, you know, you should feel the bad and feel the good and appreciate it, you know, and grow from it and learn from it, because that's the only way you'll move forward. I feel if you try and hide from it or block it out, you won't, you know, it'll just come back to haunt you 10 times worse. I think it's just feeling what you're feeling, you know, talking to people if it helps, and then moving on from it. Don't try and run from it. Don't try and hide from it. But if you have these negative thoughts, do speak to someone and know that they will pass. You know, I feel a lot of people who've committed suicide, if they would come back if they could, you know, and you see some suicide survivors and they regretted it the minute, you know, I'd say if they would all come back if they could. So I think it's just a moment of madness. And if you're feeling in this way, talk to someone or listen to mute. Like, that's why I release Good Enough as well, so that it's like 3 minutes, you know, if you're having that moment of madness, if you listen to it, the difference it could make, or any song that might make you feel good or might help you. You know, there are lots of different, or there's books you can read, or like online, there's so many different websites, and it's to feel what you're feeling and to go through it, but to let it pass.
Yeah, and it's all about feeling good enough and feeling accepted. And yeah, as I'm looking at you right here in studio, if the listeners could see you, you're so colourful. And I'm very cognizant of the fact the last number of weeks we've been in the sort of the pride celebration mode.
Yeah.
And here in Youghal this coming weekend, the first ever pride gathering is taking place.
Yeah.
And I'm conscious that a lot of young people, you know, searching for their own identity, searching for a place to fit in, be it sexual identity, gender identity, whatever the case may be, a lot of them, unfortunately, are pushed into a depressive mode.
Yeah.
And a lot of them take their own lives because they don't feel accepted. They don't feel that they're good enough.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're getting better here, though, in Ireland. You know, for that, we're becoming way more acceptive of different sexual identities. And I think it's people are very, you know, accepting of each other. But it is something we all need to work on, and everyone needs to work on. I think it can be very difficult for someone going through that. But I suppose that's why I think social media as well can be used for a positive influence. And that's why I'm trying to encourage diversity and individuality on mine. Because, you know, there's a lot of negativity with it, but it is the way forward. It's the technology is developing. That's the way it's going. But I think we can use it for a positive way, and we can, you know, celebrate, you know, sexual identities and different genders, and I think that can make a big difference as well, you know, if we just recognise that and accept it, you know.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back a little bit and let's talk a bit more about Ruth Brosnan, who this lady is. Because a birdie told me that you graduated from the School of Music last year.
I did. I did my BA in popular music, and I had the best 4 years of my life there. It was just incredible. All of my lecturers were amazing. It was so nice because, you know, there are so little of you in the class that you all become so close, and you become so close with your lecturers, and they're like your friends almost. You know, it's a lovely bond in there, and there's something really magical about it, you know, because there's something magical about music anyway. and the whole creative process, and just being in the school, it would give you so much inspiration. All the facilities, there's like 52 Steinways in each of the teaching studios. It's incredible, you know, having access to that. There's a recording studio.
Just to clarify to the listeners, there are not 52 Steinways in each classroom. There's one in each.
Oh, yes, sorry. There's 52 in total.
I know there is because I've rehearsed there.
Yeah. Imagine that.
There'd be a queue out the door.
God.
But is music something that was always with you, even when you were growing up? Or was it after the tragic loss of your mum, music began to take over? As you said earlier, it was your healing mechanism.
It was always something that was with me. Growing up, I did a lot of acting and dancing and different things, kind of musical theatre, pantomimes, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so no, you didn't. Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, I did. It was, yeah, so I was very much involved in the music and the dancing, etc. But when my mum passed away, I kind of really established myself as an artist, you know, and writing music, because I used to listen to artists such as, for example, Katy Perry or Kesha. And I feel they really, their music really connected with me. And, you know, through my tough times, it helped me. You know, it was therapy for me, and I wanted to help people in the same way that it helped me. And, you know, even writing yourself is therapy as well. So, yeah, that's why I really decided to go down that road and to write music and be an artist.
If you don't mind me saying, Ruth, what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in front of me right now is that in the midst of the darkness of tragedy comes a shining bright light that wants to go out there and help other people and try and prevent them from experiencing that darkness that you've experienced in your life, that pain, that loss. We could go on that, but tell me, how did you manage to find your way over to Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. So when
have you got your star over there now? Have you?
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. Actually, there was a star over there, and it was Ruth something else, but I just, the surname I stepped on, I was like, pointing
that
down, yeah, Ruth. But no, it was, I had an amazing time in LA. I went over there on a graduate visa. So I was over there for a few months working for a record label. I learned loads about the music business, promotion, all that. And it was amazing. So it really helped me as well with my first release. And, you know, I think the music industry in Ireland is definitely growing. But obviously over there, it's so developed that I wanted to go over there and, you know, bring my knowledge back to Ireland then as well.
And what did you think? Was that your first time in America?
It was actually my second time. I'd gone over there the year before to kind of check it out, and I love it. And I love LA. The weather, the people, it's amazing. So I really had a great time.
It's a different way of life.
It's like there's just everyone is either involved in music or acting. It's such a hub, you know, and there's so much talent there. And it's just, I'll definitely go back in the future because, yeah, I really had an amazing time. And just being around people that are so ambitious about music as well, it was great, you know.
And tell me, you entered good enough into a competition as well, didn't you?
Yeah, the Great American Song Contest over there.
Wow. And how did that do?
It got to the final. Yeah. So, so I was delighted with that. I entered it, you know. I had no idea it would get chosen, but I was so happy because it's really good as well, because, you know, it's the likes of Pat Pattison, he's a lecturer in Berklee College, and people like that as well, working for different publishing, different record labels. So it was really an honour, you know, to have them listen to my music in the first place, and then give me feedback. So I think it's one of the best competitions because you actually get feedback no matter what. Even if you don't get to the final, you get feedback. So it's always about growing and bettering yourself. I was thrilled with my feedback and getting to the final.
Congratulations on that. That's
thanks
that's
a million.
That's great. I mean, it takes good initiative to, you know, put yourself out there, enter these competitions.
Yeah.
And as you say, getting the feedback is probably worth more than
anything
else. So where are you at today now? You're living in Montanati.
Yeah.
Your dad is back in City Council.
Yeah.
So where's Ruth Brosnan today? What is she at?
So yeah, I'm just I'm writing. I continue to write more music. I'm recording more music the beginning of August. So I'll be having another release coming up really soon, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, I'm just continuing to write more music, release more music, and develop and grow as an artist.
And do you have a plan with your music? Some people say that they would release a single every month or every 2 months or...
That's the plan, yeah. I think singles is kind of the way to go. So I'm going to be releasing a few more singles in the upcoming months. And then hopefully next year, maybe a tour. That's kind of the goal.
Wow.
Yeah. Dream big.
And where's your genre? What is your...
So I would say pop.
Pop.
Yeah. Pop. That's it. You know, I like writing uplifting music, music that will connect with people. And for my next release, I'm probably going to write something. I've written something more upbeat, you know, as well. So I like changing it up as well. But I think I've always
loved
pop music.
I think one of the things I love about Good Enough is that it's quite orchestral.
Yeah.
And I can hear other things going on. I can hear choirs coming in as well. I could see it as a soundtrack to a big movie. I think you're in that realm, almost the Barbara Streisand.
I would love to do a version of Good Enough with a big orchestra. I think it would be really cool. It's definitely something I've thought about. I appreciate all the genres, you know, I've studied them all in the School of Music. So I suppose, you know, when you study them all like that, you kind of take something from each of them and create
respect,
your own.
You have respect for them all, really.
So I do have respect. And that's why, like, even classical music, I kind of try and immerse myself in all types of music. I listen to that a lot. And then I could be listening to R&B music. I think it's really good. You know, you learn something different from each of them.
What about metal?
Metal? You know, it wouldn't be my thing.
There's a time and a place for everything.
There's a time and a place for everything, but I respect it, you know. I would listen to it because I think, you know, it's a really expressive music, actually. You know, if you listen to it, it's really honest, and that's really cool as well. So, I mean, it has its different traits, and all the genres do. So I think I've kind of let them all influence me, and I've taken something from each of them, you know.
Now, I will say to listeners right now that Ruth came in bearing gifts. So next Wednesday, I'm not going to do it now because we're nearly out of time, but next Wednesday, I'll have a couple of copies of her single and some baseball caps as well to go with it to give away on the show next week. So I'm very grateful when somebody comes in here with gifts. It doesn't happen too often. But Ruth, before we let you go, let's go back to where it all began. And the reason the main reason you're here, I suppose, well, it's here to promote the music, but also to promote the message, the positivity. So to somebody who's listening right now, that they feel that maybe they're not good enough, that maybe they're a burden, what do you want to say to them?
Well, what I would say is that we all go through tough times. You know, when we feel down like that and we feel like we're not good enough. But with my song, I would encourage them to listen to the song, to listen to the lyrics. And I would say that they are good enough, that we are all good enough. And I think that's the starting point to realize that, you know, you might not. I would encourage them to love and accept themselves, but that's really difficult. You know, if you're feeling that low, there are definitely small steps we can take, but just to accept that they're good enough and because we're all good enough. So that's what I would say to them.
Very powerful. I suppose, sadly, we have all been conditioned in society over many decades, you know, to put ourselves down and not to celebrate our individuality, just conform to a certain way. And for anybody that's affected in any way, and you want to talk to somebody, there is a 24-hour helpline from the Samaritans, which is 116-123. But check out Good Enough. It's up there on Vevo.
On YouTube and Spotify as well.
Spotify, it's on iTunes,
streaming.
All the usual. But Ruth, thank you so much for coming in and thank you for spending the time with us and sharing your story. I know you'll be in again to us and I wish you the very best with your career and the very best with reaching out to others and letting them celebrate their individuality, letting them realise that they are good enough. And I'm going to play out with Enrique Iglesias, with Hero, because I know that you're going to be a hero to a lot of people. Ruth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million, Dara. It was an absolute pleasure to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
You're an absolute star.